Sorry.
There we are. I'm rolling now.
Matt Owens is a firefighter, a bird rescuer, and now an author of a children's book, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. How are we?
We're very well, thank you, Matt. And I came across you on Instagram as Swoop and Mowgli. So it's a very interesting story. I just followed your page because I found out that you rescued a magpie, which for a start, I didn't know you had in New Zealand. Okay, that's hand on heart. Did not know that magpies went anywhere else other than Australia. Can you tell us a little bit about how you became so popular on Instagram and how you ended up with more than a million views on YouTube?
Yeah, 40 million actually, I think the number is, which is just
wow.
Crazy. I couldn't believe
it. He doesn't
it when
need to brag.
I'd be bragging too. Go ahead.
I'm not all about the views. I'm about the joy and spreading the love. But, one day we do have magpies here in New Zealand, and unlike Australia, they're unprotected. They are protected in Australia, though.
Yes.
So if you do find one, you kind of have to take it to a registered rescue.
Mm-hmm.
But here in New Zealand, yeah, I was driving down the road and found a little injured magpie. She was bleeding, and so I decided to wrap her up and take her home with me, and she survived the night. But I also had a cat, so I was a little bit worried about that. But they sort of took to each other straight away, and they became really close friends, and I think they were actually in love with each other. So as she grew older, they were pretty much inseparable. And I threw that online, and all of a sudden my Instagram went from zero to almost 100,000 followers. And there was a lot of people approaching me, asking me to share the story, and so a lot of viral videos went out, and a few media videos went out, and interviews and things like that.
Hey,
all
Matt,
pretty surreal.
Matt, I think people were hoping to view some sort of carnage initially. That's probably why they linked up.
That's
definitely what the Aussies are expecting, eh? They're like, what's going on here? He's tamed the demon bird.
Yes, because we're not always fond of magpies here, because we've had magpie attacks and people don't really see them as being a friendly creature.
I will take this opportunity to sort of let people know that they are very misunderstood. They're incredible birds. They've got they're very affectionate. They've got the ability to love and grieve and all of that type of stuff. But they're just protecting the young, like as you will.
Yes.
Well. So they're a bit territorial, I think, in swooping season, unless you're me, who seems to have some kind of relationship with them.
Some kind of magic, I would say, Matt, to be honest, because Swoop obviously being the magpie, Mowgli being the cat, and you've got photos of the two of them together sleeping and eating and doing incredible things, but you yourself used to take Swoop the magpie out for, flying lessons, for rides on bikes? Like, you just have an affinity with animals, clearly.
It just turned out that way, I've always been a dog guy, but an ex-girlfriend left me with the cat, and then I found a bird. And
that
then
sounds like a country
sudden,
song.
But Swoop's gone. She's living her best life, but I've got another little magpie now, Zoe.
Beautiful Zoe.
And she's doing similar stuff, and I can go for a run, do a 2 or 3K run, and she will fly beside me the whole way.
Can I tell you though, Matt, if I was running and there was a magpie coming, I would hit the deck, because I've never had a good run in with a magpie when I've been I would be running fast, I tell you.
Hey, Matt, would you be able to, you know the facts on this, magpies do remember faces, don't they? They can differentiate human faces.
Yep. Absolutely. So they're corvids. They're incredibly intelligent. They're just as smart as an intelligent Labrador would be, and but they can fly, obviously, and the dog can't. And they'll remember people. They do get jealous as well. So, they get jealous of people coming over. Some of them like men. Some of them only like women.
Really?
It's quite interesting. Yeah, my little Zoe, she's sweet with women, but if a man comes over, she gets quite protective.
Yeah. So you're her only man, you see, Matt.
That's right. Yes, she's a good, loyal girl.
And so what's the plan for Zoe? Do you plan on, will she be released ultimately, or is she going to be homebound now? What happens next?
Yeah, well, so I don't cage her or anything like that. So she's outside at the moment. She's free. I mean, I might even be able to take you over and she might say hello. But she's just free to go whenever she wants. So she decides to do that, she will do that in the next year or so. I don't know if you can hear her. Hello?
Oh, yes, you can.
Yeah.
How old is she now? Because I followed when Swoop left home, left the nest, so to speak, and was devastated. I was like, no, Swoop, I know that you need to have baby birds and stuff. But
I know. So she's about 8 months old, I think. But, yeah, that was devastating for me too because I just came back from my dad's funeral and Swoop had left. So it was sort of, kind of a double whammy. But yeah. She helped me through that whole process. She came along the week that my dad told me that he was terminal, and she was kind of like a little blessing from the universe, I think.
And you know what, Matt, there's something in that. She would have picked up on, because they're tapped into the universe, she would have picked up on something and realised you needed comforting and you're kind to her species. It would have been, yeah, you talk about the universe, it just was perfect.
Yeah, I believe in that myself. Mm. But yes, she definitely changed my life, and now I've released a children's book, and my publisher actually has just told me today that I've made the top 10 bestseller.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. So
well done.
That.
Oh, so that's the story of Swoop. That's the name of the book, The Story of Swoop, and we have it here in Australia. It's available at Dimmicks and Angus and Robertson. That is amazing and a huge accomplishment to think that you and a little baby magpie called Swoop are in the top 10 bestsellers. That's amazing. Well done.
Yeah, thank you so much. It means a lot. It's pretty surreal. I never pictured myself writing books, but, you know, here we are. And, yeah, it's just a dream come true. I'm really enjoying the journey, and I hope that Australians pick it up because it's their native bird over there, and I hope that it sells well in Australia and inspires lots of kids to either become firemen or animal rescuers.
Well, we want a TV show from you now. Matt, how do you tame the magpie? I mean, this will rate its bum off here.
I'm just waiting for the email, mate, from the producers of some kind of television show or movie company.
That'd be great, wouldn't it? And we need a follow-up book too called The Story of Zoe. So we've got The Story of Swoop.
Yeah.
It's a bestseller now by Matt Owens. You can find it in stores. Now we need The Story of Zoe afterwards, I think. It'd be a great book number two.
I think so too. Yeah, I'm definitely not stopping here. You can also purchase signed copies from me directly at shopmattowens.com. If you want to jump on there, I'm selling signed copies to people.
Oh, it's a great story, Matt. I'm so pleased you're able to share it with us this morning. We wish you all the very best with Zoe and all future bird rescues that find their way into your loving home. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very humbled.